They wandered around for days, heading north, but not trusting anyone for directions or to give them a place to sleep. But as the wind got colder and the snow piled up around their feet, they knew that they would have to take a chance and knock on a stranger's door.
Come on, Caroline. There's a house up ahead. It's next to a church. Just a little further now.
Can't do it.
Come on now. Stay with me. Stand up, Caroline.
Can't.
All right. I'm gonna carry you then. Stay with me now. Don't let go, Caroline. We're here. We're gonna be fine. Hello in the house.
Oh, my. Come inside. How long have you been traveling?
A few days.
Bring her over by the fire.
Think she's gonna be okay?
I don't know.
Henry stayed with Caroline for 2 days. He didn't know it at first, but he had stopped at the rectory of a church, the place where the minister lived. The man who helped him was Andrew, the minister. Henry went to the church itself and prayed as hard as he could that Caroline would soon rise from her bed and be ready to move on. She was powerless, barely able to speak. Reverend Andrew called a doctor to see what he could do.
She's gonna be okay. I know it. She's been through worse than this.
Just keep praying, Henry. Oh, doctor, how is she?
Well, Reverend, she has a very high fever. I'm afraid it looks like pneumonia.
What's that? Is it bad?
It's very dangerous.
Dangerous? What do you mean dangerous? Tell me the truth.
Henry, is there anything that can be done?
Well, we need to keep her as cool as possible and bring that fever down. Cold cloths on the forehead, that type of thing. I've got an herb mixture I could give her, and it seems to work sometimes.
You gonna give it to her now?
No, not yet. I'll need to get some and bring it back, but in the meantime, just stay close to her.
Thank you, Doctor.
You're welcome. And I'll be back as soon as I can with those herbs.
Are you okay, Henry?
I think I just want to be alone with her.
Henry stayed by Caroline's side every second. She was awake and alert, but the fever continued to rise. Little by little, the life was drained out of her.
Henry, could you get me some more water?
Right here. It's right beside you.
Oh, thank you.
Let me tell you about what I planned. When we get to Canada, I'm gonna build you a nice house. We have a yard and a garden.
Oh, yeah.
You can plant beans and tomatoes and...
go on. Henry. Go on.
I don't want to do it alone. You gotta get well.
I don't have the strength, Henry.
Oh, Caroline, don't even talk that way.
It's okay. I'm not scared.
I am. I want you to come home, Caroline.
Oh, Henry, I'm going home. It ain't Canada, and it ain't in Tennessee. It's with Jesus. Go on ahead. Henry, go on to Canada and build you a house. Oh. Have yourself a garden and save a room for William when he gets there. Uh-huh. And Henry, make sure he marry a nice girl, not some crabby old woman like me. Uh-huh. Tell him I'm up there, keeping an eye on him.
Yeah.
And every time you wake up in the morning, from now till the day you die, I want you to remember how very much I love you.
Oh, Caroline.
Do me a favor.
Yes.
Tell me some more about the garden. You're gonna have flowers?
Oh, yeah. Lots of flowers. Uh-huh. Some tulips and petunias.
Uh-huh. Oh, nice.
And a big old magnolia tree. If they grow them up there.
That very same night, Caroline died. Reverend Andrew and Henry buried her the next day. Henry put her in the dress that he got her in Cabin Creek. They both said a prayer, sung a hymn, and went back into the church. Henry knew as soon as it was over that he had to move on. He got his things together and started on for Canada alone. Later that night, Reverend Andrew was paid a visit by an unwanted visitor.
Hello?
Reverend, my name's Nathan. I have a couple of questions for you.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm looking for some runaway slaves. You wouldn't happen to have seen any, would you?
Slaves? No, only men who are free.
Uh-huh. And how do you explain the fresh grave in the back? The one with the cross saying, Caroline? You know, I happen to be looking for a couple of slaves. One named Caroline.
Well, sir, even if I had them in here, which I don't, I wouldn't let you in anyway. Frankly, I find what you're doing despicable.
What, retrieving my property?
They are not property. They are people. Not horses or plows or bags of cotton. People.
Well, thanks for the sermon.
How you can do this is beyond my imagination.
Reverend, I don't really care for what you're doing either. You're helping fugitives from the law, and you're going to jail for it.
I'd rather be locked in jail with a conscience than be free without one.
I guess you've never been in jail before. I'll be seeing you.
Are you sure you don't want to come in and search the place?
No, Reverend, if you say there ain't nobody in there, I believe you. Which means he's already left, and you'll be wanting to stall me so I can't catch him. Thanks for your help.
Oh, Lord. Help Henry right now. Quicken his steps, Father.
Oh, dear Lord, help me. Give me strength, Lord.
There he is!
Oh, no.
He's running. Cut him off, John.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Oh, God, help me.
Well, Henry, good to see you again. Tie him up. We got a long trip back to Tennessee.
By now, William was slowly making his way northwest. Running alone was much different than running with someone. There was no one to urge him on when the snow got deep and he felt he couldn't walk another step. And worse than that, it was very doubtful that his family would even be there at the end of the journey. On this night, he was told by his last contact to head east around the next town. Look for the church steeple and a patch of woods. There he'd find a tunnel that led into the church rectory.
Come on in, son. Glad you found the tunnel. It's the safest way. I've built one that goes over to the basement of the church, too. Ooh, are you hurt?
All I got's a scratch on my arm. Got caught in some thorns.
Fairly deep. I've got some salve I can put on it. I'm Reverend Andrew. Welcome to my humble home. Well, the basement of it anyway. What's your name?
William.
Okay, William, I have a room for you and...
What is it? Why are you looking at me so strange?
You're William?
Yes, sir.
Are your parents heading north, too?
Not sure. Haven't seen them in a long time.
Is your father's name Henry?
Yeah.
Your mother's name is Caroline?
Yeah, how'd you know?
They came through here.
My folks made it out?
Your father just left here 6 or 7 hours ago.
I gotta find them. Which way did they go?
You can't leave now. It's almost daylight. You might as well head back to Tennessee if you're gonna do that.
But I gotta see them.
After dark. Right now you have to rest.
How you think I'm gonna rest? My family's out there.
William. I need to tell you something.
What?
It's about your mother.
Mama? What about her?
I'm sorry, but she passed away.
How?
She was very ill with pneumonia. Do you know what that is?
I heard of it. Mama.
Oh, I'm sorry, William.
Mama.
Do you want any more soup?
No, thank you.
How's your arm?
It's good. What was that you put on there?
It's a salve. The Indians around here showed me how to make it from some herbs and, strangely enough, a mineral we found down in the tunnel.
So this is your house?
It belongs to the church. It's called the rectory. If you want to catch up to your father, you should leave as soon as it gets dark.
Thank you.
For now, take your time. If I were you, I'd try to sleep. Uh-oh.
Who is it?
I don't know, but you better get out of sight.
Where?
Go back down to the church tunnel and shut the door. Just stay down there until I come and get you.
All right.
Reverend Jameson?
Coming. Hello, Sheriff. What can I do for you?
Well, I need to ask you some questions.
Go ahead.
You see this man behind us?
Yes, and I see the slave trader holding him, too.
Right, well, his name's Henry Ross. You know him?
Henry Ross.
He's not going to tell us anything.
Let him speak.
Sheriff, we have a growing congregation. Every Sunday we get more and more people. For all I know, he might be a new member that I haven't been able to meet yet.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you unchain him and bring him inside?
I told you.
Reverend, look, Andrew, I know your views on slavery, but I refuse to believe you'd go so far as to hide runaway slaves. But I know you'll tell me the truth. So, whatever you say right now, I'll believe.
Are you out of your mind?
Quiet. Reverend, have you been hiding slaves?
Are you asking me as a sheriff or as a friend? If you're asking me as a sheriff, then I won't answer you on my rights as a citizen. If you're asking me as a friend, well, a friend wouldn't ask.
It's a lot of hogwash. Arrest him!
I'm sorry. Reverend, I've got no choice. Come on.
On what charges?
Suspicion of harboring fugitive slaves.
You can arrest a man on suspicion of something?
Well, just until these slave owners get what they want and leave. All right. Come on.
And take the other one, too.
You mean Henry?
Yeah, throw them both in jail. I'll get him later. We got work to do. Come on in here, John.
Excuse me, Reverend.
Wait! Why is he going into my home? Let me go! He can't do that!
Come on, Reverend. It'll all
That's
be over soon.
My home.
Just come
it's
on!
Wrong.
Okay, John, you ready?
Ready for what?
Let's search the place.
Why? We got the one we wanted, and the other one's dead.
There's awfully nice rewards for people bringing slaves back.
What makes you think anybody's here?
Somebody's here. Look.
What?
Two bowls of soup on the table. Still hot.
Mmm.
The Reverend sure don't seem like he'd have that kind of an appetite to eat two bowls. You think?
You right.
Somebody's in here. And I ain't leaving till I find him.
All right, you can have this cell.
Sheriff, you've got to let me go back to my house.
And Reverend, you can have this one.
Please.
Look, what's wrong with you? They'll look around and leave. Now settle down.
But this man's son is in there.
My son?
So you are hiding slaves. I wish you hadn't told me that.
My son's in your house?
Yes, Henry. William came through last night.
Oh, praise God. We gotta get him out of there.
Exactly. Sheriff?
Can't help you.
Why not?
It's the law, Reverend.
It's a bad law, and you know it.
Doesn't matter.
This man just lost a wife, and now he may lose his son.
It's my job, Reverend. I'm upholding the law, good or bad, because that's what I'm paid to do.
You're letting your job keep you from doing what's right?
It's the only job I've got.
A man's life is at stake. You can't stand there and act like your job is more important than he is. These are human beings, Sheriff. People created in the image of God, his most precious creation.
You don't have to preach to me. I go to church, Reverend.
And so I appeal to you in the name of Christ, your master, to help us. Please, help us.
Anything?
Nothing. I looked everywhere.
There's gotta be a fake wall or something around here.
Well, maybe whoever it is went on already.
No. Somebody's here. This fireplace here, did you check that?
A fireplace?
Somebody might be stuck up in a chimney.
Are you joking or something?
No. If there was somebody up there, I sure would enjoy a nice fire about now. Wait a minute. I got an idea. Go get some firewood.
You gonna build a fire now?
I'm gonna start one and then close the flue so the smoke fills the place. We'll smoke them out.
That's a dandy idea.
Go get the wood.
Nathan built a big fire, and just as he planned, the smoke rose and filled the church. Unfortunately, after a while, the fire grew out of control, and sparks flew out, catching the rug on fire.
Fire! Get some water! It's got the rugs!
Okay, you're right.
Before Nathan knew what was going on, it was a blazing inferno, thick with smoke and raging flames. William was still in the basement tunnel, hearing Nathan shouting above him. He panicked and knew that he was probably going to be captured. He quickly took the leather map out and hid it behind a beam in the wall of the tunnel. He thought that if he was going to be captured, at least Nathan wouldn't have the map of the railroad as well. He decided then to investigate the commotion and opened the door of the basement. The smoke had already filled the room. The smoke poured into the tunnel and it engulfed William. He staggered around trying to find his way out, but he was confused and disoriented. He fell down, overwhelmed by the smoke. Nathan and John were outside watching the rectory go up in flames, unable to stop it.
It's too much. It's all going up.
We better get somebody.
The house!
William! What'd you do, Nathan?
Somebody get help. We need water.
It was an accident. What are they doing out?
My son!
Did anybody come out of there?
No.
Come on, Henry.
Stop, Sheriff. Be quiet and grab a bucket.
William's still in there.
Where?
The tunnel. Wait!
No, I gotta get him.
The flames are too high. Let's go through the church.
Andrew and Henry ran to the church and went into the basement tunnel, trying to meet up with William from the other side.
Stay low, Henry.
William!
This way.
William!
There he is, up ahead.
William!
He's unconscious.
Put him on my back.
All right. Let's go.
They pulled William back through the tunnel and out of the church, just as the flames and smoke spread through it.
Here, lay him down. He's coming too, thank God.
William.
Papa.
Oh, son.
You're here.
It's a miracle. Praise God. Oh, William, thank God you're alive.
The house burned down completely that day, and it even damaged part of the church. Nathan went to jail for destroying property. The sheriff let Reverend Andrew go, ignoring the protests by Nathan, who vowed to get him fired from his job. The sheriff didn't seem to care. Henry and William left quickly for Canada, but not before stopping at Caroline's grave.
Goodbye, Mama. Sorry I didn't make it sooner. Guess we'll just have to wait a little bit for you together again. Oh, Mom, I bet you're the prettiest one up there. Mm-hmm. Now, don't you worry about me and Papa. We got plans. Talked about them today. Mm-hmm. I'll make you proud. And I work real hard. Try not to lose my temper so much. I'm gonna miss you.
Come on, son. We need to get moving.
Yes, sir. Goodbye, Mama. I love you.
Goodbye, Caroline.
And a few weeks later, they made it to Canada and stayed there for the rest of their lives. But it was never an easy life. Work was hard to find. Henry never got to build that home like he planned. He never had a backyard or a garden of his own or a big magnolia tree. But he did have his son, and he was free.
What an incredible story.
Yes, it is.
So what does Wits End have to do with all of this?
Well, my research leads me to believe that this is the town where it all took place.
Odyssey?
Yes. And Reverend Andrew ran the Underground Railroad right from here. I was thinking that this was the tunnel where William hid when the place burned down.
Unbelievable.
The problem is, I can't find anything here to back that up.
But wait a minute. Didn't you say that William hid in a tunnel going from the rectory to the church?
Yeah.
But this tunnel would have gone from the rectory back into the woods. The church would have been on the other side.
Then there must be another tunnel.
There'd have to be.
But why haven't I seen any...
What is it?
Right there. I knew there was something strange about these wooden beams.
What about them?
Look, they're going in a different direction than the rest of the frame. They disappear into the dirt.
What does that mean?
You got a shovel?
More than one.
Get them. I'm breaking through. Here, look.
Take my flashlight.
Thanks. It is another tunnel. I'm going in. You?
Wouldn't miss it. Mind your head, though.
Oh. This must be it.
What are you doing?
Checking behind these beams.
Why?
The rocks are loose. This has to be the one. Could you hand me your shovel?
Sure.
Thanks.
I don't understand. What is it you're
looking
for?
This is it. This is... Jack, I found it.
What?
The map. Here it is. The map of the Underground Railroad.
You mean William's map?
Yes. It happened here. This is the proof. William was right here.
You're not really here for just the museum, are you?
No. This isn't going to the museum.
I didn't think so.
No, sir. I'm keeping it. I never told you my last name. It's Ross. You see, William was my great-great-grandfather.
Really?
So many stories have been told about him in my family. Stories handed down so many generations. But this is the first real proof I have that they're all true. Jack, thank you. Thank you for everything.
Oh, you're welcome. And thank you, Carl.
Why?
It's an honor for me to be a part of a place that was involved in something so important. And to meet a man from such a brave family.
The men, women, and children who ran from slavery were some of the most courageous people who ever lived. They were willing to risk their lives in order to gain their freedom. But the slave era was a troubling time in American history. The idea of slavery goes against many of the things that Jesus taught. He taught us about how precious life is and how we should love others. Like when he spoke to the Samaritan woman at the well, Jesus knew that many people hated Samaritans, but he also knew that she was a person who was created and loved by God. Or when Jesus ate dinner with the tax collectors and sinners, he knew he would be criticized for it, but he also knew that they were people who needed salvation. Time and time again, Jesus preached against hate and told us to love our neighbor, no matter who or what race our neighbor is. Adventures and Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Underground Railroad was written and directed by Marshall Younger. Our production engineers were Bob Luttrell, Dave Arnold, and Mark Drury. And music by John Campbell. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.